Next, we have another special celebration. It's the 50th anniversary of the Blind Information Technology Specialist BITS. Woohoo! 50 years. Can you imagine when they started? It was like punch cards and... We're going back a long time, 50 years, guys, I'm telling you. All right, so... To talk to us a little bit more about BITS and their 50-year history, I'd like to introduce Richard Fila. Richard!
You know, it's been a long time getting here, 50 years. But, you know, before I tell you about some of the things that that have happened recently, we have to go back 50 years to see why and how it all happened. Well, back in 50 years, it would have been 1969, and that's quite a memorable year historically. You had the moon landing, you had Woodstock. You know, for anybody that doesn't remember Woodstock, don't worry. There are people that attended there that don't remember Woodstock. And we had the Age of Aquarius, you know, peace and understanding and all that jazz, you know. So anyway, for some time, there were several programs around the country that were training persons who were blind or visually impaired computer programming. And the individuals were coming out with very little with respect to technology or accessibility. It amounted to a piece of elastic, garter elastic, and a deck of cards with a program. And these people were going out with this elastic and saying, "To this and this program, I can do the job for you." Well, that really wasn't working too well, and people, being that there was a blind vine, started finding out about each other, and they tried having meetings around the country and they wouldn't work it out too good, but some had been attending an HCB convention, and they decided that in 69 that maybe they ought to form an organization. And some of the people that were at convention said, "Yeah, let's do that." And so in 1969, they formed an organization called VITPI, Visually Impaired Data Processors International. They decided they would meet at the same time that ACB would meet, because that way they could take advantage of the exhibit hall and see what new technology was available. And they continued doing that and waiting for technology. Then early in the 70s, by George, the Opticon came out. And that was a really game changer, because now not only could they read their listings in actual print, but they could also read the terminal screens with the attachment that they could hook to it. Well, that all worked for a while. They kept on doing that, and they held their meetings and had different kind of presentations. You know, how do you do flowcharts when you're blind and such. And they continued to meet with ACB, and then came the microcomputer. And that started causing new things to happen. The new computers and these primitive voice synthesizers, there were some clever people that were out there that decided they could probably make them work together and come up with a program. Yeah, people like Larry Skutkan, who works at APH, is one of the forefront adopters of this work. And he developed programs for the Apple computer, and so people are now beginning to use computers. And then in 1981, the PC came on the market, and of course, more and more people started getting into development. So now we have computers that we can use, and we were going along with DOS and using computers and then getting to applications and starting to do checkbooks and bank accounting and word processing, and then some ugly thing rose its head in the late 80s. The graphical user interface, Windows. that really became a problem, because this is all something now that's totally graphical. We can't see it. We can't work with it. So we were really worried. We had a couple of our members attended CSUN back in 1992, and a Microsoft representative happened to be there from their accessibility group. Well, they told me about it. I said, well, let me at him. I was a program chairman then. I said, let me at him. I want him. And I started talking with him, and he was really hesitant to want to come out here because he was afraid that somebody was going to lynch him. I said, I'll tell you what, if they want to lynch you, I'll take the lynching. But you come out here, and I think you'll find that it's not so bad. In 1993, at the San Francisco convention, he was there, managed to get him to come to that convention. We got IBM with their talking program for OS 2 and other people that were there. There was a lady from Georgia Tech that was working on accessibility for X Windows for Linux. So these people were there, and we had a great program that year. After the sessions were over, now, I always said that things happen for a reason. That was the only year that Texas affiliate had a suite. I took the liberty, invited them up to the suite so they could sit in comfort and chat. Well, they chatted for a while, to the point that after several hours, the president came and ran them out of there. They were having such a good time. And from then on, they continued to exchange information. And finally, there was a solution so that programmers could actually access the computer information from Windows. Well, we went through that, and then in the early 2000s, there seemed to be more and more ubiquitous technology that needed access. So we took that under consideration, and more people were asking to join the organization. So instead of just professionals, we changed our governance documents and allowed anyone that had interest in the use of and wanting to learn computers. So our membership grew, and we had more members join. A lot of the ones that were in VISI then joined us, and we have done other additional things. We started having conferences over computer services, and those worked for a while. And then the greatest thing to come to us was Zoom. Now with Zoom, we have a conference room that holds. I want to call them Zoominars, not webinars. They're Zoominars, where we have presentations for the members. Sometimes we have some that are open to the public. We have our board meetings on it. We have a Saturday night chat. And more, we're having more activities that we can hold on Zoom. It's a great tool for communication and information. So as we go into our 51st year, I would say that as long as there's technology that's coming on the market that requires us to learn how to deal with the technology and accessing, there will be a need for bits. I know myself, I've told people that as long as I can put one foot in front of the other, I'll be there working with it. So we're holding our banquet tonight, and if anybody's interested, it's going to be interesting. And a lot of fun. So I thank you for the time, and let's go and continue accessing our technology.
All right. Woo. Very good. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, thank you, thank you.